great men are not accidentally born. They are born when the world waits for them in eager expectation, says Swami Vivekananda. The saints come, do their job and go. Such is the phenomenon of nature. India, that has always been the home of spirituality, was groping in darkness and had totally forgotten the age-old system of yoga. Solid materialism had taken the place of fine spiritualism. Dark clouds of ignorance were hovering all over. Yogic transmission had become quite foreign to us. At this stage, when spirituality was tottering helplessly, some great personality was urgently needed to set things right for the upliftment of mankind. At such a time, the power of nature descended in human form, as Samarth Guru Mahatma Ramchandra Ji Maharaj of Fatehgarh, UP, India. This spiritual genius was born on Basant Panchami, the 2nd February 1973, in a respectable family. He explored the vast fields of spirituality and evolved the remodeled system of yoga, with the result that it has become easy for all the souls to grasp it, and a good deal of time has been saved thereby. The world will be astonished if it views the system with heart's eye. Realization has become a very easy job now. The old idea that it is very difficult is now threshed out. The main basic of training is transmission, pranahuti, which make the task easy. It has been introduced into the system called as Sahaj Marg. We start by meditation on the heart, which is the nucleus in the human body. The changes are felt when yatra journey is started. That what these changes and experiences are have been already given in the book Towards Infinity. So I need not mention here. There are only four conditions felt in each one of the centers. They are verified as we proceed further in the region, and they continue till we reach the final stage of being. When the yatra of all the centers of Pind Pradesh microcosm is over, we reach Brahman Mandal. This is cosmic region called microcosm. All the powers of nature are at work and we try to absorb in them. It is a very big region, no doubt, but vaster are the regions coming after. Every point is the continent itself, and the beauty of it is more felt when we begin to traverse that part. Afterwards, we enter into the Par Brahma Mandal, then Parpan, where we feel the utmost devotion and the greatness of God. After it comes Prabhu, where we feel our share in the creation. Then comes Parpanna Prabhu, where both things are there in rarefied form. Afterwards, there are 64 points which are all by discovery. Man becomes potentialized when he crosses all these points with yatra. After the crossing all these points, we get tidings to enter into the central region. This is the purely realm of God. There are 7 rings of his splendor, as I have discovered. If we get somehow the master of the highest caliber, then we proceed further on to cross all the rings. The work is not yet over. After crossing all the rings of splendor, the Abhyasi begins to feel expansion throughout the universe. Then comes the stage of divine knowledge. Afterwards, we feel the vision of the Absolute. In the end, starts Layavastha in Brahma. At this stage, the problem of life is thoroughly solved, and this is the last run of all our spiritual activities. But the thing never ends. We begin to start swimming in the infinite. In order to complete the chain, I must add that during our march to reality, of course at a higher point, the atoms of the body begin to convert themselves into energy, and then energy into its absolute. The whole of the system is thoroughly divinized, and a man becomes dynamic. Recorded at Shahjahanpur on 8th December 1971.